Check. There we go. And that.
Checkity, checkity.
Perfect. Checkity. Looks like we're even, Steven. I mean, Mark.
Ha! Ha! Steven Evans.
All right. Take two on the ceiling fan Christmas, Thanksgiving, I mean, special. Everybody, well, welcome to the Ceiling Fan Thanksgiving special. This is take two on this because we attempted this. We recorded one of these before.
And, you know, the thing is, we actually recorded it on time for once. We recorded it the day before Thanksgiving instead of on Thanksgiving Day. And then something happened and the file was lost forever.
Thanksgiving morning, I'm up and I'm editing. And then, no, it messed up. And then reopened the file and it had saved over top of the original file with just this loop. So dumb.
Gotta keep that non-destructive editing, man.
I know. It was my fault because I should have... If I had opened it up in Pro Tools and just put it in Pro Tools, it would have created a brand new file. The old one, I could have just gone back to it. Man, make multiple generations of files is what you need when you're working in this field.
Amen to that, brother.
I'm seeing the reflection. That's weird. Josh, I'm sorry. I just called you Josh. That was not fair. Mark, I'm seeing him on the video and he's holding up this pen or something that's reflecting off the camera and I'm seeing, it's crazy. I wish you guys could see. It's a Christmas miracle, really, is what it is that we're seeing right now. Anyway, so that's something. But this, I had one copy. I was editing the copy. It was just dumb. And I won't be doing that this time.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So, we apologize. This is the first time we've been late with our Thanksgiving special, though. We've always at least put it up on Thanksgiving.
Or maybe the day after, right?
No. We've always had it up.
Have we?
Yeah, the day of. Yeah.
Oh.
It's been late at night, like
midnight and stuff. Yeah.
But it
like 11:58. 11:58,
but that doesn't mean it's not Thanksgiving.
Well, that's true. That it still is Thanksgiving, and it's still Thanksgiving on the West Coast.
Exactly.
And in Hawaii, still Thanksgiving,
but not it's this year. It's not Thanksgiving anywhere now.
It's only Thanksgiving if you've got a time machine, and left my flux capacitor and my other jacket.
Oh, right. I don't even think I still have. It doesn't matter. We know what we talk about on these things.
Yeah.
I had a list of what we were going to talk about, and I think I was like, we've recorded that. I'll just delete it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we start it off? Let's just go ahead and just talk about the year in review of the ceiling fan.
Let's do that. It's been a slow year.
It has. We've put out, what, like 6 episodes this year?
That's very generous, Mark.
Was it like 2?
I think we technically... you could be technical in 2 different aspects because we put out a 2-parter, so that could count as 2 episodes, and then we've put out half of another 2-parter. The second half, the finale, should be coming out in the next week or so. But I would say we've put out at most 4 episodes this year.
It's difficult, you know. We've got a great team that does this show. Everybody that contributes to the ceiling fan is top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're so top notch, they're all in high demand. We're all busy constantly with other projects.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, when writing this series, all of our lives were very different at the time. And then we got busy. And then the cool thing is that there are a bunch of bright, wise, smart, young minds who are now like very interested in helping out with the ceiling fan and who have been helping out over the last few episodes. The problem is when I wrote all of these, when we were preparing these episodes that we're doing right now, they weren't a part of it. And so we're essentially having to finish up this series and we're all like having to be a part of it before we can get those people involved to kind of restructure the ceiling fan.
Yeah. Well, now, when you say series, yeah, you're talking about series in the British season sense, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I would say seasons, but to me, a season seems like over a year period of time.
Right.
These are, and like, not
3 years.
When we have time.
Ceiling fan season 4 takes 3 years.
It really, yeah, it definitely has taken 3 years, and that's okay. It's a podcast. See, that we're in a brave new world. See, we're not held back by the demands and the requirements and the structure and the, you know, actually making sense ability of, you know, TV. It's not how it works.
That's right.
We're free to take forever. And that's really the essence of podcasting.
We do what we want.
Yeah. But we're finally to the end. And that's a good feeling to the end. Okay, when I say the end, I mean this story arc that we've had over the last two series or seasons.
Which has been actually, it's been a really great story arc. And it's taken us into completely new realms of what we can do with the ceiling fan. Because, I mean, we did a musical season. We did a second part of that series where we rewinded it and started from the perspective of other characters.
It's been ambitious.
It's been very ambitious, but it's been pulled off brilliantly.
Oh.
So you and Garrett and with your writing have been excellent. And I'm sad that I haven't been as involved with the writing in the past few series as I was at the beginning. But that is about to change.
It is about to change. I think that the struggle has been just like I had kind of in my head a lot of what the story arc has been, and then decided, was having a hard time expressing it. So I was like, well, I'll just write it. And then since it's taken us so long, production aspect and stuff, I've almost alienated a lot of people from being able to be involved. And that's why, like, once this ends, then we're going to be able to involve a lot more people. One of those, including you, who have been actually doing some writing that we haven't been able to implement yet.
I have. I've written, I would say, about a third of the next series, another a new story arc entirely. And it does venture into the realm of the weird a little bit.
Nice.
Which is, it has always been kind of my area of interest, is things that are a little bit more unusual.
Which is very ceiling fan. I mean, you listen to most of the Christmas specials, and we get pretty weird.
You know, one of the Christmas specials does kind of give a hint at what this is going to be.
Oh, you know, don't give too much away.
I can't. But one of the past Christmas specials incorporates elements of this new story arc.
Nice.
So I'm in the process of writing it. I started it about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had a lot of things going on this year. I've been very busy. I was working jobs, recording albums for people. And, you know, my mom passed away, and I was taking care of her while she was sick. So there were a lot of things going on that kind of prevented me from writing. But now I'm blissfully unemployed, about to start a part-time job, hopefully here in the next few weeks, where I'll be working in a warehouse 3 days a week. So it'll be basically easy work.
Yeah.
And I'll have 4 days off a week where I'll be able to write.
Nice. Is it like 12-hour work days or?
About 9 hours.
Okay.
It goes from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. I worked in Spartanburg's Adidas warehouse. But we were working, like 8 days a week. It was 12-hour shifts.
Yeah, I remember that.
Man, it sucked. I hated it so much.
We can't say sucked anymore, dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sucked. It stunk. It was awful. But that was because many weeks were 7-day work days, 12 hours a day, because they had mandatory overtime. And
oh yeah.
But that's working a job where you're working 8 to 8 is frustrating because there's no time to do anything. You go to work, you're on your feet, moving boxes, lifting boxes all day. And then by the time you get home, you're so tired that you want to go to bed, and you got to go to bed anyway because you got to get up early to go back to work. So
yeah,
it feels nonstop. I was ready to get out of that as soon as possible. Well, it's been almost a week now since Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving? I know it could have been maybe more difficult Thanksgiving for you because it's the first one since your mom passed.
Yeah, it was the first one since my mom passed, but it was good. You know, Wednesday night I had had kind of a get together and dinner with my grandparents that were her parents. It was a really good time together, and we got just talk and eat food and eat some ham and stuff like that. Yeah, I drove from Greenville down to Charleston for this, and then on Thursday morning, we got up and drove to Beaufort, where my other grandmother lives, and we spent the morning and the afternoon there.
Nice. That's great, man. And you've been able to spend a lot of time with your brother and your dad in recent months.
Yeah, we actually took a road trip all across the country. Basically, we spent 60 days on the road, just kind of after my mom died at the beginning of July. We kind of just said, let's just kind of hit the road. So at the beginning of September, we went on the road for 60 days. And basically, I mean, we saw both coasts. We drove through a lot of the flyover states. Yeah, it was a really great time. Actually, I kept a video journal of it. And I still have a lot of entries that I haven't put up yet, which I have them on YouTube. And then I think about the first 30 are on a website that we had that was ontheroadtoreality.com.
Nice. We'll have to check that out. So
now a little bit of forewarning. Sometimes there's some PG-13 language.
I gotcha. Not quite ceiling fan demographic.
Right, right.
Necessarily.
Now, some of our demographic, but some of the younger audience, you guys might not want to, you know.
Tell your parents you're watching it.
I was going to say you might not want to watch it without parental approval.
Oh, that too, yeah.
You know, sometimes their curse words would be thrown around.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, I mean, you're dealing with stuff. I mean, sometimes you deal, you know? Well, all right. So speaking of perhaps a little more edgy than the ceiling fan demographic, this year for me has been exciting because I moved to Nashville. I think last time we did a Thanksgiving special, I said that I was about to, and I was nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And I did. I've been working a lot with the Blimey Cows. Started a podcast called The Inner Tube with Josh from Blimey Cow, and we've been doing that for a while. And then I also started a YouTube channel called Say Goodnight Kevin. That's where the speaking of a little more edgy than the ceiling fan, because I think sometimes I get more edgy. I don't know.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. But
I was nervous. Have you watched any of my Christian movie reviews?
I watched about the first 10 minutes in the Left Behind one, but it was 30 minutes long and I didn't have 10 minutes.
Yeah. So. I just did Bible Man and it's so bad. Like Bible Man is,
what are you talking about? That's one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah. You know, he did like
lightsaber sword of the spirit or whatever. Sort of.
It's so cheesy and bad and I was so nervous when I was putting that out that people were going to be like, "Wait a minute. You can't make jokes like that, Kevin." But I did. And
this is Bible Man. This is sacred territory.
So,
this is sanctified.
I've been very pleased, though, with the response. So people seem to appreciate it. So that's been a lot of fun. I've been speaking of amazing jobs that you do that aren't in your field necessarily. I worked at a juice place here in Nashville when I first moved here, but I've started doing freelance work, so I've been really fortunate to be getting enough freelance work to where I could quit that job and work from home all the time. And Woo! So I spend all my time doing what I love, which is media, not necessarily editing all the things that I love, because I'm working for one of my main contracts is this college that makes like classes. Obviously, that's what colleges do is make classes, but they're making these like online classes and I'm editing those. And so sometimes they're fascinating because it's like, oh, this is really interesting. And sometimes they're like, I would never have taken this class in a million years and this is really boring. So it's like I'm back in school learning things I never wanted to learn, just like school.
Just like those old days in our... What was that class even called? The Republican Studies class.
Yes. Political science.
Political science. That's what it was. It basically was just Republican
studies. Republican studies. What it's like to have a teacher who is very staunchly Republican.
it's just like if you had a teacher who's very staunchly Democrat.
Yeah.
Except they just say different things.
Yeah. No, they're saying exactly the same thing.
Well, and a lot of times they
are. Am I right?
Just wording it differently.
Who? They just want somebody else to be in control.
Right. That's, of your life. That's the thing, is they want somebody else to be in control of their life.
It's been an interesting year, and I'm glad and blessed. I'm blessed to have the people in my life. Speaking of that political science class, I also met Carmen in that class, my girlfriend now.
The GF.
Yep. I always hesitate mentioning having a girlfriend on this show. Man, we've been doing this show for like 7 years.
We have been doing
this show. And early on in the show, I had a different girlfriend. So that's something to think about if you're out there and you're doing media stuff and you have a girlfriend, and then one day she might break your heart, and then, well, you like listen back.
You got to think about it this way. You got to think about this way. We're not just doing media stuff with this. When we're doing the Ceiling Fan, we're doing art.
It's true.
This is art. And so your art, when you make art, your art's going to reflect what's going on in your life. Even if it's a podcast and we're putting the time and effort into doing this, you know, parts of our life are going to come out into that.
That's true.
And it's going to affect how we write. It's going to affect, you know, our life. We draw from our own life experiences, you know?
That really is very accurate. I have always felt like Ethan Daniels is me as a kid.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
totally.
Then, like,
he's you as a college student, too.
But I get to send him on adventures that I never got to do, like being in a band and touring, you know, and... Like, I was in a band, obviously, a pretty good one, but we never got picked up and signed and got to go on a world tour. And
yeah, me neither, you know?
Yeah, we were both pretty big. Someone asked, pretty big rock stars is what I was going to say. Someone asked, if Albatross Records has some sort of significance on one of the, on the message board.
Albatross Records. Is that what we have listed for McAllister Park?
Yeah, well, whenever in the first episode of the band tour, Ethan says that Phil's uncle works for Albatross Records.
Oh, man.
And that's a reference to your band.
Yes. No, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. Well, guys can go check out the Ceiling Fan message board and find out truly what the story is behind.
Yeah, here's the story. So, like, Kevin... and I met very early on in college, freshman year. Kevin used to be in a band with our friend Cody. Well, before Kevin was in a band with Cody, I was in a band with Cody. And like all of these bands were marginally awful.
Yeah, very bad.
Very bad. So Cody and I had this band that called it the Albatross Complex.
Yes.
And it was a reference to the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel T. Coleridge.
Told them on the message boards.
Yeah,
I said,
it's a reference
to Mark's band, which is a reference drawn from the poem, the longest poem in the English language. So, does it have anything to do with the story arc? No, it doesn't. Does it have to do with us? Yeah, it's a little reference. Mark's one of my oldest friends, not in age, in the time we've known each other. And I'm very grateful for his friendship, and it's been wonderful getting to see both of us grow in our lives and in our media. And so you're right. There's a lot of who we are in the show. The Ceiling Fan means a lot to me. The fans, these times, I mean, we got to do 2 Thanksgiving specials this year, and only one they'll get to hear. Basically, that was just a Skype call where we caught up with each other, but it was good. And so that's what I'm thankful for this year.
Yeah, I'm thankful for a lot of things. One of them, to kind of put it on a dark and sad note, I'm thankful that my mom is not suffering anymore.
Mm.
She was sick for about 5 years, and it got bad. And, you know, so I'm thankful that she's not suffering anymore. You know, she is dancing and singing with the Lord, you know? But on a brighter note, I'm thankful for a lot of different things. I'm thankful that I'm not working, for a long time I was working at a job that I really didn't like. You know, it was just a job to, you know, make money. And the thing about it, like, it's not a career. You don't have a career until you actually like what you do. if you don't like what you do, then it's just a job.
Yeah.
And so it was, I was working this job that was just a job for years. And I'm glad that I am not doing that anymore, that I have a little bit of time to be able to pursue the things I want to do.
Well, what are your plans for the future, both in career, and then maybe we'll just hint a little bit at what we plan for the ceiling fan, and then we'll...
You know me. You know I like to stay...
I do know you.
You know I like to do a lot of different things at once. As a friend of mine put it, I like to keep a lot of irons in a lot of fires. So right now, I've recently launched my own website. It's rootdoctormedia.com. And that is my website for just doing media production work. I've got a page on there about the demo project, which the whole idea is I would like to actually travel around the country and provide high-quality, low-cost demos for musicians for them to be able to put their music out for people to hear. The great thing is I've got my recording setup is actually a mobile setup.
So you're going to record some bands from city to city, and you're going to document your travels and the people who you are recording. That'll be really fascinating.
Well, yeah, and it's twofold, because the idea is that it is a way for me to get out, build my portfolio, make a little bit of money, and provide a service that's needed, because if you're in a band, you need a demo. That's a big part of it. The other part is it helps kind of build a community, a network, because with this, I become kind of like the center hub on a big wheel with a lot of spokes, and, well, maybe not spokes, maybe more like a web. Okay. A tangled web I weave.
Yes. A triangled web.
What are we even talking about?
It's an Odyssey episode, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
CEO.
A Hoobler-written Odyssey episode.
Good old Hoob Daddy.
Yep. Any Hoob.
It helps build a network, a community. Because, you and I were in bands in college, and when you are friends with other bands, you get more shows.
Yep.
That was the reason you and I got shows we did, because we were friends with the other bands on the ticket, you know?
Yep. It wasn't because we were good.
It definitely was not because we were good. But it's like, playing shows with... If you ever played a show with Before Normandy...
Oh, yeah.
But
I almost got beat up, actually, at one of those shows.
Well, they had some pretty rough shows, but they were really good.
But the band wasn't rough. It was the fans.
Crowd. Well, yeah. And because the crowd liked to mosh. And if you remember, Mikey, the lead singer, he now has a band that is signed to a major label, touring all over the country, playing with like Rob Zombie and other acts like that. He's in the band Islander.
Okay.
So, we have that connection in case we ever want to get back on the...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get McAllister Park to play with Rob Zombie.
No, I think you missed the point.
Let's do it. We're doing it right now. That's the plan. Totally. Let's go.
Happening.
Well, see ya. We're done with the ceiling fan now, because McAllister Park is taking
off. Going on tour.
We're doing a... Speaking of the actual future of McAllister Park, we got a remix album in the works.
That's right.
And a bunch of people are working. I just heard someone, one of the guys, I have a hard time keeping up with the names of everyone, but his name's Solomon, but I can't remember his last name, and I apologize, Solomon, for that.
His name is Solomon. What does it matter?
What else? Yeah, his name, he could just be like DJ Solomon.
For real? Dude, but Solomon, whatever your last name is, just drop it.
Just drop it. Just be Solomon. I think that's a wise move. He does like a lot more composing, but he does electronic music, but he just did like a remix of one of the McAllister Park songs. He sent me the demo of it, and it's orchestral and it's awesome. I'm really looking forward to it, because there's several remixes of this that of the songs from our album that there's gonna be like 10 songs on this thing.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, we'll have that out sometime early this next year. And then I'm hoping, since there's so many people who are working on the show now, I can't mention all of their names. I'm sorry. But Chris Green is, and his sister, Natasha. In fact, they made like this episode that I'm going to release probably this week also, that is like a thank you to the ceiling fan episode. It's like this tribute episode that made me cry, because it's so kind and sweet of them to have made. They made it behind my back in secret.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny and it's good. And it's like a news report, but everyone that they're interviewing is is saying something nice about me in particular and the ceiling fan in less particulars. So I was so touched by it, and so we'll share that as well. But anyway, it's a lot of the people who are going to be working on the ceiling fan in the future. Basically, I'll get to the point. Basically, once this series, this story arc ends, then starting hopefully in February, we'll start coming out with a little more regular episodes with news reports, like old school ceiling fan style. And then I think that will then lead into a few more like serial one-off, and then like we'll jump into some serial stuff and then jump back. Yeah, we won't do a 2-season long story arc again in the near future.
Unless we decide to write one. The thing is, we need to make sure that this is what I'm doing with the story arc I'm writing. Before anything is recorded, I want the whole thing written, reviewed, and edited before a single word of dialogue is recorded.
Yes, I think that's a good plan.
And then I want every word of dialogue recorded before a single episode is released.
Nice. Yes. And we can, when that's done, then we can just record it all one shot. Like each of us, like, okay, it's time to record the season. And we record it. And then fortunately, I don't have to do all the mixing and Foley and sound design anymore because Chris Green has been helping out a bunch in getting that done. And so it's a wonderful thing. He's a hard worker. He's been handling, and we got, oh dude, we got another Christmas episode coming out in a few weeks that is great.
What do I have, like one line in
you
it?
Have one line and you're like on the phone, so but well, I didn't write the original script and then I kind of revised it, but it's funny, but it's definitely written, you know, with the mindset of let's use like the resources we know that we have at the moment. But that's it, I guess. That's our Thanksgiving episode for this year. Anything else you wanted to mention or anything?
Not yet.
I'm going to talk like this for the rest of this episode, so...
Mickey Mouse in it.
Oh, boy.
I sound like a kid for real. I totally sound like a kid.
I'm totally a kid.
If you've never heard us make that joke before, that's one of our early ceiling fan jokes about adults doing children voices as voice actors.
It is. That's a special thing. Another thing is that your brother was in... You mentioned your brother, and he was in the very first Christmas episode.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Ceiling fan trivia for you there, too.
That's right. He was. He has never done anything with it again. He's just like, nope, don't want to do it.
We should revise that character and make him like a main character on the show.
Well, he was Todd.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No. You were Todd. You were always Todd.
No, but I think my brother was initially Todd.
No, it was in a news report. There was some kid when you wrote that like news report about Toys for Tots or something.
I don't know.
See, you don't know the show. I wrote that episode.
I wrote the episode, but I'll have to go back. I haven't listened to that in probably, it's been like 7 years since I've listened to that episode.
I cannot listen.
Because that was our first Christmas special.
Yeah, I can't listen to that one because it's so bad. Like, and it's bad memories because I was like, I knew it was bad while I was working on it. Like, I was frustrated with it because we were trying to do so much, and I was in Argentina when I was putting it together.
You were.
So I was like trying to get it together and find a place to record, and I couldn't, and I had to go and buy a microphone from some Argentinian selling microphones on the street. He was like, hey, you want to buy a microphone? I'm like,
side of a trench coat.
Yeah.
Like, watches on one side.
Microphones. And microphones, just SM58s and Sure.
Knockoffs.
Yeah, it's Sure, but spelt without an H.
It's like bootleg microphones.
It's an SM183. Anyway, they're just refrigerator magnets with copper wrapped around them.
I just got the mental image, like, I just see, like, but it's like the plastic letter ones with copper wiring wrapped around it.
It's a microphone, and it's just, and then it's got like a headphone jack just attached to it. You just plug that in.
Oh dude, I made a microphone like that one time.
Yeah, well, you can.
I used an old like headphone cable that had a short at one end, so I cut the end with the short off, and I split the cable out. And I spliced it with an old guitar pickup.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I used the magnet of the guitar pickup to stick it to the back of a tin can.
Yeah?
It was bad. It buzzed like crazy unless I was touching it directly because I'd have to ground it with my own hand.
Which you were probably like electrocuting yourself.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. I'm perfectly fine.
I'm fine. I can deal with
it. And you recorded a whole album with it. Isn't that right?
No, I did not record a whole album that way.
You recorded your demo with it. It actually made your band sound better.
It did, actually. Yeah. It made AGP sound better. Man.
Good times. Good. No, you guys were good.
We were good. Good with air quotes around it.
Remember that show that we played where, like, my whole band didn't show up, so I had to play acoustic? It was at that church, the Electric Shoe.
Oh my gosh, I do remember that.
And I just basically played all the songs that of all things Transparent, but with my acoustic guitar.
And that was back when Theron and I, like, didn't have a drummer. So it was just the two of us playing instrumentals together.
That was actually, I really enjoyed that show.
You recorded our first demo. You recorded Trill.
Trill. Good times. So that's what I'm thankful for on this Christmas Eve.
This Christmas Eve. Because basically it's taken us that long to get the Thanksgiving episode out.
Exactly.
It's going to be out at Christmas, you know.
Yep. Anyway, great, cool, fun, exciting stuff coming up for The Ceiling Fan. I think doing Say Goodnight Kevin, some people may think that because I'm doing Say Goodnight Kevin, I don't have as much time for The Ceiling Fan, but it's actually the opposite. Say Goodnight Kevin has given me the opportunity to, for one, get better at audio production, and two, it's actually given me the ability to have more time and justification for, like, having audio equipment, that sort of thing, and more time to do it. So the more you support Say Goodnight Kevin, the more you're supporting The Ceiling Fan, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
Just go to patreon.com/SayGoodnightKev. And that's it. That's The Ceiling Fan Thanksgiving special.
That's the end of The Ceiling Fan.
That was our last episode.
Forever.
We just jumped the shark, actually.
We totally did. Like, Fonzie was gone now.
He's gone. Fonzie jumped the shark into outer space.
And now he's a lawyer.
On Arrested Development, full circle.
Have to make the obligatory Arrested Development reference because we have not made one in a long time.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks so much for re-recording this with me. A lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing what this next year holds for both of us.
Yep. And the rest of the Ceiling Fan team. Of course, Garrett and Lauren and everybody else.
Yep. Everybody who is less involved.
The people who don't love us anymore.
They don't love us. No. I probably didn't mention a lot of that, but Lauren got married this year. Garrett is in college and doing a lot. They're all, I mean, they're doing so great, and nothing makes me more happy to see people become too busy for The Ceiling Fan. That's it.
That's it.
We'll see you guys next time. Hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving and ate lots of turkey.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Goodbye.
Bye.